Hey, I figured you'd be in your room. What are you doing up here so early? Well, it's not usual. Normally, you spend the night with me. We watch Grey's Anatomy together. So, you are meaning to tell me that there is nothing bothering you? Not even the slightest? I don't know. I still don't think this is very usual of you. Come on, I thought you'd tell me everything. Well, maybe not everything. I mean, I know we have boundaries that we need to keep, but I really did think that you like me enough to tell me, I guess. Okay. Well, I don't want to persist, but I did get you something. I made your favorite soup. Well, I had a feeling that you were gonna come home and be in some kind of weird mood, which is why I went out of my way to make soup. Your father didn't really appreciate it. No, he looked at it and then he left the house. Not a single word. Anyways, not that that matters, because this is for you. And I also have something else for you as well. It's this new machine I got. I don't know, I guess it's for like massages and stuff. I mean, I wanted your father to use it on me, but obviously, he does not care enough, and I don't want to be sitting alone downstairs, so I thought I could use it on you. Give you a little back massage, maybe? Oh, come on. It's nothing new. You like when I take care of you. And besides, you've had a rough day. I think it would really help. Yeah? There you go. I knew you wouldn't say no. Yeah, you can just stay there, but I guess lay on your stomach so I can get up behind you. There you go. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, let's try this bad boy. Ooh, coming in strong, huh? I don't know if you can handle this. But I mean, you do put in a lot of hours at the gym, so your muscles should be strong, and you should be okay with it. Are you ready? Okay, stay still. Ooh, yeah, I can tell that's really working you right up. You like it? I knew you would. Well, I would have rather it be used on me, but it's okay. You deserve it as well. No, you've kind of been overworking yourself lately. Well, you've missed a few nights. You haven't been home. Your father does not really care enough to ask, but I care, and you haven't been messaging or anything? Oh, you went on a date with somebody? How'd that go? Not good. I figured, based on the way that you're acting. But hopefully, this should help just a little. I can tell that it is, based on the look on your face. There you go. That's what I like to hear. Why do you waste your time on all these little girls, anyways? Well, I just think someone like you needs someone mature and someone who knows what they want. You don't want somebody to waste your time and then leave you heartbroken and feeling unfulfilled, you know? Do I feel that way? What do you mean? With your father? If I'm being honest, yeah, sort of. I mean, he hasn't really been paying me attention lately. I shouldn't care. I shouldn't. But I don't know. I mean, yes, I come off as this strong person who knows everything, which I am. But you know, even somebody as strong as me needs some loving sometimes. We all need loving. That's why I've made it my mission all these years to give you some kind of love. Besides, you can't act like if I wasn't here, that you wouldn't be lonelier. Your father's almost never home. What was that? I'm the reason you come home now? See, yeah, that makes me happy. I'm happy that I can be the person who can be there for you like that, and also make you feel a little better when you deserve it. You've been putting in a lot of hours at work lately, going to the gym and then juggling so many things all at once. I figured you'd need this a lot more than me. What are you doing? Oh my gosh. This is highly inappropriate. Why did you just pull me on top of you? I don't know if you took this conversation the wrong way, but I didn't mean that you should. Don't look at me like that. No, it's not okay. It's not. I came here to give you a massage, and I think I did that, so you know, I should be taking my leave now. I think you're just feeling a little lonely, I guess, after what happened with that girl, and you're just doing it with me for that reason. But you know, it's not right. I mean, no, you're very attractive, don't get me wrong. It's not that. It's, you know why. Yeah, it's true that he hasn't been paying me attention, but doesn't mean I go for his son. You're serious? I mean, I don't know. It's too much for me right now. You have to understand, this is not. I know I'm young. That's not the point. I don't know why I went with your father. I guess I saw something in him a long time ago, which I don't anymore. Frankly, I've been trying to get out of that relationship for a while, but I've only really stayed here for you, because I knew you would need me, and if I left, you'd be alone. But I don't know, I still think this is too much right now. You get that? I care about you a lot, you know that? Otherwise I wouldn't be here. But I do think that you should take some time for yourself. I'm okay. Really, I am. Look, would you rather me stay here in the room with you? We can watch Grey's Anatomy here while you eat your soup. I don't mind. Alright, make room for me, I guess. No sleep for me tonight. Just the two of us. There's nothing weird about it. Only if you make it weird. Well, you did surprise me a lot with what you did. What? You think that I deserve someone like you? Do you think that you're great? A lot better than, like, any other man I've been with, to be honest. But, you know, it would be a little shameful. Shameless. We should watch Shameless. This sounds like a better show. It's okay, we'll talk about it another time. For now, you need to relax, so drink up and put on some Shameless for us.